Now, beloved, I'm going to do something that I have not done before, certainly not in such detail. But since the state of Pennsylvania, in its House of Representatives, passed this resolution attacking me, and the state has made this a great issue across the land, I've decided to take each one of these points in which they refer to me and discuss them with you. In other words, I'm going to give you a personal testimony. I feel very much like the Apostle Paul felt when he was attacked at different times. They've compelled me, and consequently, I'm sure it will be helpful to everybody if I do speak a word in my own defense and at least get acquainted with you people all over this land. Now, I think the time has come when I should just give you a brief outline of my own life, my own experience, and let the Lord use it all over this land for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath redeemed us at such tremendous cost.
Amen.
Now, when you pick up this resolution, the first thing that they say about Dr. McIntyre is, he began his ministry in the Presbyterian Church USA, but was ousted from the clergy of that denomination. He then built his own house of worship and set up his own church federation, the American Council of Christian Churches. Reverend McIntyre immediately began vicious attacks on the National Council of Churches and has continually exhorted the political and economic views of the radical right. And then they proceed, of course, to say that we didn't make any progress until we got the radio, and now the radio is reaching millions of people, and of course it's the radio that seems to be hurting, ladies and gentlemen. And then they come on down a little further and say, the views which the Reverend McIntyre expounds are those which we now equate with the word extremism. The danger of such views to our country is self-evident. So my views are dangerous. And I now hold views which the state of Pennsylvania in its House of Representatives say are extremist views. All right, let's take that very first statement there about my beginning my ministry in the Presbyterian Church USA. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these gentlemen ought to have gone back a little further than that. I began my ministry in the manse. I was actually born in a Presbyterian manse in the Presbyterian Church USA. My father was a minister, and he was pastor of the First Presbyterian Church in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And I was born in that manse. So I got a pretty good start in the Presbyterian Church USA, not just in the ministry. Not only that, but my mother and father both graduated from a college that belonged to the Presbyterian Church USA, Park College in Missouri, in 1901. That is where they met. My father went to the grand old Princeton and graduated from there and got his master's degree from Princeton University. And my mother and father were going to be missionaries, and they were under appointment for missionary service by the Board of Foreign Missions of the Presbyterian Church USA to go to China. And they were actually on their way to China. They were in San Francisco, and my father took ill, some digestive up disturbance, and he was so ill that at the time the boat sailed, they did not go on that trip. Their goods did go on the boat to China. And I've said many, many times, if my father hadn't gotten sick, I'd have been born in China. But since he didn't go, they went back, and he took this church in Ypsilanti, and that's where Carl McIntyre was born. And ladies and gentlemen, I was raised on oatmeal and the Shorter Catechism, and that's a good diet for Presbyterians.
Amen.
And furthermore, from the very earliest days of my life, I can remember family prayers. I know that we read the Bible every day. I remember the marvelous experiences as a little lad on Sunday afternoon, gathering in the parlor, as we called it, and singing the gospel hymns. And I have the most precious memories of my early years as a young lad being reared in a minister's home. Most of my early years were down in the state of Oklahoma. And my mother came from a long list of missionaries, and her mother, Mrs. Hotchkin, was the first woman missionary that went to the Choctaw Indians in Indian Territory in Oklahoma. She had been singing in the choir in Steubenville, Ohio, and heard the challenge of a missionary, and she gave her life to missionary work, and she sailed down that Ohio River in a flat boat before the Civil War, went across to Arkansas into Indian Territory, and she gave her life to carrying the gospel to the Indians. And so on both sides of my background, we have a glorious heritage of missionary ministry and also educational activity. I'm not going into the details of that except to say that I cherish my heritage greatly before the Lord. He was very good to me. Indeed, he was. And as I was reared out there in Oklahoma, I came to love the liberty that we had, and I've told you many times that I was reared on the book of Proverbs. All of us were. There were four of us children, and Mother learned the book of Proverbs in college, and she used it on us till her dying day. And I've commended to mothers and young women everywhere that they memorize the book of Proverbs. It's the greatest book on discipline that you have in the Bible. And I can hear my mother saying right now, "The eye that mocketh at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pluck it out, and the young eagle shall eat it." And these proverbs live in my soul because I heard them when I was a lad. Well, beloved, I first decided that I would be a lawyer. And in my college days, I was very active in student affairs. In fact, I was the president of the student body. But I was going to be a lawyer, and I took the pre-law courses. And it wasn't until my senior year in college that I decided that I could serve the Lord better by being a minister of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And coming from a minister's home, we had very little, of course, and we knew what it was to live a life without too much of this world's goods. And it was my responsibility and privilege to work as I did. I was a janitor, and in the summertime I went out and worked and made money to go to school. I paid my way through school. I was a map salesman, ladies and gentlemen, and I used to work out in Oklahoma. I remember the first summer I went out in Oklahoma. I was over in Caddo County, and the capital was the county seat was Anadarko, and I spent the whole summer out there selling maps and talking to the farmers, and I made enough money that year, I'll never forget it. I brought me a little script down Ford, and I went around out there. I just had a wonderful time, and I had the dreams of helping to preserve and build a great country in which we had freedom. And I was told over and over again by my dear mother, "Son, you must always be ready to die for Christ and to die for your country." And I was reared with these ideas. And then, of course, I went to Princeton Seminary to get my theological education. And when I went there, I found this great struggle, this great battle that was developing in the church between the modernist on one hand and the fundamentalist on the other hand. And there was no question, ladies and gentlemen, where Carl McIntyre stood. I stood with the fundamentalists who believe the Bible. And I have stood in that position to this very day. There's been no change whatsoever in my faith. That's one thing about our ministry. We don't have creative thinking that comes out of the wicked mind of McIntyre or out of his heart. We have always believed that God had given us a record which was true and faithful, and it was our duty to preach it to the people.
Amen.
And that's what we have sought to do. And then, of course, I went into the ministry. There's where I met the great Dr. J. Gresham Machen and fell in love with this great scholar. And his little book, What is Faith, I think has influenced my life perhaps as much as any other book. And I commend it to young men everywhere, What is Faith by J. Gresham Machen. And then out of that, of course, I went with Dr. Machen and his group when the Princeton Seminary was reorganized in 1929 and took part as a student in the establishment of the new seminary which Dr. Machen set up in Philadelphia. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the course of my life. And when the General Assembly up here, the House of Representatives of the state of Pennsylvania, begins a record of my life as they have, in order to defame me and to speak of my being ousted from the ministry as though there was something about my life that was a discredit to the cause of the gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say to you right now that with a clear conscience before God, I have sought to serve him all the days of my life. And I can say like the Apostle Paul there in the book of Acts, that everything that I have done, I have sought to do with a heart and with a mind that's devoted and dedicated to the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My life is perfectly clean. And here I have been pastor only of two churches, ladies and gentlemen. After I graduated from seminary, I took the Chelsea Presbyterian Church in Atlantic City. A little church, it had great difficulties there, and we started preaching the gospel. And we put out the commercial means and the sales and suppers, and we began to see people get saved, and we taught tithing and stewardship. And oh, the Lord blessed in that little place. And then after I was there for a little over 2 years, the call came to come to this Collingswood church, and it was the largest missionary church in the presbytery, and the largest church, and I just felt that I couldn't possibly take a church like this, and I said that it would be a real token from the Lord if they gave me a unanimous call, and they did. And I have been the pastor of this great congregation here, ladies and gentlemen, since 1933. It will be 33 years this September that I've been here. And Amen Charlie has been here with us in this great church for 17 years. And ladies and gentlemen, my life and my record is absolutely clean. And the Lord gave me a lovely girl in Texas. She was born in Cooper, and she was reared in Paris, and I met her in Durant. And the Lord has blessed us and made us of one mind as we've stood together, and He gave us three lovely children. And they all love the Lord, and they all see these issues, and they all stand with us, and we've got the happiest, the most united family any man could ever have in this great cause of serving the Lord. And this is the record, ladies and gentlemen. And now the state of Pennsylvania comes along, and they somehow or other want to get the idea across to you people that I'm some kind of you know what they tried to say about me, and that the ideas that I am preaching and presenting are a danger to this country. All right, they have compelled me to talk like this. And I don't hesitate when the cause of Christ will be advanced by a personal testimony of this nature to you people. Now, in my next broadcast, they say that I was put out, or what is the word they actually use about me in the Presbyterian Church USA, that I was ousted from the clergy. Stand by, and I'll tell you the story about the great conflict. And about the ecclesiastical trial that we went through. I'll give you that story in my next broadcast. And I'd like to get into your hearts and into your homes and get something of the warmth and something of the freshness and something of the vitality and something of the life that the Lord has given to us in order that we might serve Him in these latter days. And now that the state of Pennsylvania, through its House of Representatives, has taken this action against us, it's brought this whole issue before the country in a way that we never anticipated. And we are really suffering under the persecution of the Democratic Party. They're the ones that have done it. And now I want you to stand by and write me, please, for this booklet, Who is Carl McIntyre? And let's get the testimony throughout the whole land. Thank you for listening, and thank you for this opportunity to testify personally. I thank God for my mother and my father, my family, and all He's given us. God bless you today.